Praise be Jesus Christ,
now and forever.
As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, it's good for us to be here, and I'm always edified to see that we have so many altar servers, so many altar boys helping out. Wouldn't it be great if they all became priests? Some of them are probably thinking right now, oh, that's nice, I'm not going to serve him anymore. No. All I'm asking is for you to think about it. That's it. So that's the main thing. My grandmothers went up just before I received confirmation. They both told me that, you know, Jeff, you may make a good priest someday. And I was 13 years old, and my thought was, that is so not going to happen. Yeah. I called that one, didn't I? Grandma's rule, right? So just, you never know. You never know. Just keep your heart and mind open to the opportunity. Looking in the future, when it comes to vocations, who knows when it comes to you moms and dads out there, your children, what the Lord has in store for them. You do as much as you can, give them as much, certainly, resolve and fortitude to live their faith, and then eventually they go out there and you entrust them to God's divine wisdom. We look at the future. I say that because for 7 years, I had the privilege to serve as the priest secretary for Cardinal Mita up in Detroit. You see, originally I was a priest of Detroit from Michigan. I don't know if we have anybody here from Michigan or not. I'll be up there in a week for vacation. Yes, bishops take vacations as well. I love to barbecue, read, and ride the bike, even help out at a parish nearby. By now they know I'm a bishop, but that's all right. They get over it when they see me riding my bike around. If they don't like the homily, I tell them I'm on my bike, there's your chance. But I always looked ahead. Whenever I handled the calendar for Cardinal Mita, I was his master of ceremonies. I even traveled with him to Rome in 2005. It was my last international, I guess you would say, service to the Cardinal, and I was his chaplain for the funeral of St. John Paul the Great. And then I remained in the Vatican for the next couple of weeks for the conclave and the election of Pope Benedict. And, of course, it so happens that Pope Benedict is the one who made me the Bishop of Steubenville. It's amazing how the Lord works. But whenever the Cardinal would ask me, Jeff, what are we doing next week or the following week? I always had an answer, and usually the answer was, I don't know. I was always looking ahead. However, if the Cardinal would ask me, what did we do last Monday, I had no clue. I was always looking ahead. I do it even today. I could chronicle things which are to happen the next few days here this week, as well as the following week and the following week. But in terms of chronicling things last week, I really have to think hard because all my energy is focused in one direction. And that's what the Lord is asking us to do. Not to forget people with whom we encounter, obviously, the celebrations, the people. That's critical. We encounter Christ through one another. But Jesus also reminds us that we have to look ahead and see where the Lord is taking us to make sure our spiritual GPS is synced with God Himself, with His divine wisdom. And we may see sometimes things that are a little more difficult, but we have to go through it, or things we don't necessarily like, but we still have to engage in it. I say that because Jesus' response to the man asking to leave so he can first bury his father, bury the dead, may come as a surprise to many of us. We may think, wow, is Jesus disrespecting the dead? But if we look deeper, my brothers and sisters, we find the answer. Jesus is not asking us or instructing us to disrespect the dead or those who have gone before us. No. Jesus instructs us that our very discipleship, our Christian discipleship, our missionary discipleship is not one of compromise, namely to follow only when it is convenient, because nothing takes priority over Jesus. Nothing. Discipleship in fact, implies a dynamic change in one's life. There is no cruise control in living our Catholic faith. Complacency cannot be found in the Catholic vocabulary. Our first reading today from the prophet Amos, that God will never leave us, even in the times we think he has, or in those darkest of moments in our lives. God always remains faithful, even when it seems it takes a little more work to find him, or to ascertain his will for you or for me. God remains faithful, and so should we, regardless the circumstances. To this end, we learn this day that true missionary discipleship requires you and I to stay faithful to that Catholic faith GPS. We together here then go forward without looking back, because in looking forward, we also embrace absolute freedom to follow our Lord and to share in our eternal destiny to be with him. Amen.